Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, October 3rd, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in all over the globe. Thank you, satellite team, or SAT team, as I call them, for getting the signal out to many, 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 many countries. Maybe not all 209, but many countries around the globe. Thank you, guys, for doing that and getting that out. And we just look forward to getting out here on another Tuesday or Thursday night. Tonight's Thursday night, and so we'll bring you the best information that we have at this time. So before we get started, let's pray the call in like we do every call, and then we'll toss it over to Sue for what would be a really good teaching that she has prepared for us or found for us to bring out tonight. So here we go. Thanks, everybody, for praying the call in. Lord God, we thank you for so many things that we have and that we're about to receive. Thank you for your provision, for your healing, for everything that we have. And thank you for what is about to come in terms of this blessing. We don't have it yet, but we know it's on its way. Give us a great call tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue? You have been doing a wonderful job for years now, bringing us teaching that really edify us and lift us up. So I hope tonight will be no exception to that rule.
Well, it's a hard act to follow when we're talking about onesies, but I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best, and you'll hear it in the title. And I want to do a dedication. I want to do a dedication to you and Bob for always bringing life and novelty and neurogenesis to this call. And I want to thank my friends Jay and Kay, my co-pilot. And I want to dedicate this to the pod and above all and all and all, everything that matters.
That's right.
Be prepared to say, wow. God says in Isaiah, I am the one who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I call forth the mighty armies of Pharaoh and drown them in the waters. But forget about all of that. It's nothing compared to what I'm about to do. For I am doing a brand new thing. This brand new thing is not going to be like anything you've seen in the past. I mean, this is a prophetic teaching. We can all look back and see where God has parted Red Seas in our lives. We've seen him open a door that shouldn't have opened and had us in the right place at the right time. We got the job. We met the right person. And we fell deeply in love. God turned our health around when it didn't look good. We're grateful. We know what it was, the hand of God. But God is saying, you haven't seen anything yet. Forget about all that and get ready for something awesome, something that you haven't seen, something that propels you to a new level. When you see this new thing, you're going to stand in amazement and say, wow, look at what the Lord has done. I believe the reason God told them to forget about the Red Sea being parted and forget about how he brought them out of slavery is because they would have thought he was going to do it the same way. After all, that was a great miracle. But God was saying, I have something better. Instead of parting the waters, I'm going to create the waters. I'm going to make rivers in the desert, pools to refresh you. I'm going to turn barren land into fertile land. The new thing God has for you is going to supersede what you've seen in the past. Try to really hold on to how you would create that in your mind, everybody. Just try to expand beyond the words and imagine what that means. The good news is that it's already in motion. The process has already begun. Even now, it's springing forth. Underground, behind the scenes, you can't see it. But the river is forming, the water is coming, and the barren land is being fertilized. Yes, the doors may have closed, but don't worry. Everything is already built. The right people are already en route. The Red Sea parting was great, but it's nothing compared to what's coming. Here's the question. Can you perceive it? Do you believe that God is up to something amazing? Or are you looking back at what used to be, at what didn't work out? Change your focus. No more looking in the rearview mirror. No more looking at just what is. That's Sue's addition. Start looking forward. Start expecting His goodness. This is a new day. God is doing a new thing in your life. And if you receive Isaiah's prophecy in your spirit, I believe and declare you're about to see unusual favor, uncommon increase. You will see rivers in your desert, water in dry places. You will have love that surpasses human understanding. Like the Israelites, you'll have freedom from captivity, from lack, addictions, sicknesses. You're going to rise higher, overcome obstacles, and become all you were created to be. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow, that was a really good teaching. Appreciate that. That speaks to us in many ways. And it's interesting because when the Israelites were in the desert and they were thirsty and there was no water, there were two locations. One was called Meribel and the next one was called Meribah, which meant grumble and gripe, because that's what the Israelites were doing, grumbling and griping, Meribel and Meribah. And Moses was told to strike the rock, which how do you think, well, how is water going to come out of a rock, right? Well, it did. It flowed, and it flowed like a little river, and they were able to get enough water so everyone could drink and their livestock could drink as well. So picture that. Meribel and Meribah, and that was a real miracle, obviously, when he could take his rod and strike the rock and out essentially poured water, and that's out of a dry space, out of a dry place, and that was a real miracle. So God was looking after them even in that situation, but they hadn't had anything to drink for a while. But they did that at that point. They had it. Imagine if they had some kind of water jugs or something to fill up. They filled those up for sure. Sue, this is like when we have times of scarcity or lack in our lives, and we don't quite know what to do besides just come to God and pray and ask that God would fill our water jugs and fill, you know, our canteens and fill whatever it is we have need of. But He does, and we do have adequate supply if we just go to Him and ask. And that's what we do. And we speak things that are not like that water in the desert that was not. We speak it as though it were. And that's a really good lesson for us to realize for that. And I know there's so much more to that teaching. But that's what I was thinking about while you were saying it. It just lets us know that we have things that are happening for us, that are coming together for us and others, and we're not far from reaching our promised land as well. Our days are come. We are very close to receiving what it is we're all here to find out about. And thank you for that, Sue. Thank you for the teaching. Bob, how did this teaching speak to you, and what can you add to it tonight?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you very much. I love the wow factor of this. And the path, you know, through the parted sea. And people are always on a path. They're always journeying forward, and they're looking, you know, for the right path. What should I do? Where should I put my energy? And the good thing is, in this day and age, because of all the technology and the ability to network with people, you can go down multiple paths. You can go down the right path, and at the same time, you can go down the other right path. You can have two projects. You can have, you know, Rebuild America, and you can have the Veterans Retreat Project, right?
Yep.
And it's just, where are we going to do it, and how are we going to do it? And if we always just reaffirm our mission, our goal, to do good things for other people, then we can take many paths at once. And I like the part about the doors being opened, and even if they're closed, right? And it's like, there's a line in a song, you know, when she gets there, she knows that the doors are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for.
Yeah.
Right? And what's the word? I think the word is up, right? Look up, because if the doors are closed, that means you're looking at the doors at the bottom of the house. Well, look up past the top of the house. Who says you have to go through the doors when you can look up and you can jump up, right? Jump towards your destiny. And, you know, in order to do that, you might have to, buck up or suck it up, right? And in order to go up, you have to have this wow factor that God has given you. And with that strategy, you can make your mark. You can accomplish what you were here to do. And you can show God that you know your power, that you can jump past the top of that house and, you know, the heck with those doors. And you know your power, and you know that your power came from Him, and you can praise His gift that He's given to you, which is your power made of Him.
That's so beautiful, Bob.
Well said, Bob. Well said. It's good, yes. Right. And I think if we have a door that's closed and we knock at that door, Jesus said, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So I think that's something that could be said for persistence and taking action. Like Bob suggests, you don't need the door that's at the bottom of the house if you can buck up and jump up and make it happen another way. And I think that's a lot what we're going to do. We're going to do things differently and in a new way, you know, and we're going to create a new song, sing a new song. Sue, you're a new song. What new song? Yeah, you're a new song. What would you bring to this teaching, Sue, that would be something novel or numinosum or neurogenesis?
Good for you, all three. What I loved about it, and you both really captured it beautifully, I love the way it had people reflecting on surpassing what they've known. It's like entering the mystery of the fact that probably in the next 3 years, you're going to know things about where Earth is in the cosmos. You're going to know that there are connections that you'd never even thought about. that yielded technologies that have been suppressed. And when you realize that everything that we're sitting here, hopefully as partners in the new design, none of it can you see. You can't see any of it. We're all acting on our day-to-day faith, right? That's the day-to-day, foot in front of the other foot, figuring out how to design it in the meantime. That takes great courage and great strength. But like Bob said, where are you pulling that from? You're pulling that from deep inside. And you're pulling it so that you're saying, no matter what, I'm going to do this. No matter what, I'm going to see this as done. No matter what, I'm going to figure out how to deal with this day to day. And no matter what, hopefully I'm increasing in my sense of faith and abundance. So I'm skillful and I'm learning that I'm already connected to that greater power. I'm sure this has been a big time of testing for people, but I know for myself, I thought I was at a certain level before I got into this, and I was incredibly faith-oriented, but it's gone to a whole new level, where everything is based on going into that internal high place and imagining something so big and allowing yourself. So I'm going to ask you to just do this. Whatever you're doing in your day-to-day, keep doing what's working. And then allow yourself to just open up and receive that larger vision of wow and who you would be in that, who you would be surrounded with in that, who are the people that are going to come from their imagination in Christ. And that's what I loved about the teaching, is it stretched. It's even greater than the way you're, oh, I'm going to have money, I'm going to do projects, I'm going to do this. Imagine the people and the planet and the things we're going to see all together, not individually, all together, the entire planet. Not just the Israelites, not just this group, not just that group, every person on the planet. That is wow. So that's what I have to say about it.
That is wow. You're a wow, Sue. You really are. Thank you for that. That's great.
You got taken there, didn't you? You're like there. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm funny because I'm thinking about, you know, where we are, what we're doing, and how we are so close and waiting, and everything that's going on. But I like the way you said that, Sue. And Bob, I like what you said a lot. Let's do this.
You're going to have to give me 2 seconds because I got to find my other tech. Oh, here we go.
Well, okay. I'm going to give you 2 seconds, but before I do that, I'm going to say this is normally a prayer request night. And we're going to do that. But I have a praise report and a continued prayer request.
Perfect.
So I'll do that while you're getting ready, Sue. Okay?
Yep.
I went to see Tom today in the hospital. And this is my fifth visit. And 3 weeks ago today at O-Dark 30 is when he had his stroke and was taken to the emergency room. He's been in ICU. He's been in lower ICU, and now he's in a physical therapy floor room, and they did evaluation on him yesterday for PT and OT, and then today, which is physical therapy, occupational therapy, and today was his first day of physical therapy and occupational therapy. He's eating solid food for the last couple of days, and he sounds very good. He's making good conversation. He's got his wits about him, and I think he's really on his way to making this great full-blown comeback that we've been praying for. So I'm giving this as a praise report that he's done well. He'll probably be in physical therapy on that floor maybe another 2 to 3 weeks, but he's making progress, and it's really good progress every day. So I want to thank everybody for lifting up my friend Tom, who suffered that stroke three weeks ago, and I like to thank you and ask you to continue to lift him up until he's well out of the hospital and able to function normally again. So thank you so much, guys, for praying. If you've got prayer chains, thank you for connecting Tom onto those prayer chains in your churches or in your prayer groups. It's really, really meaningful. And I speak to his wife by text every day. She gives me an update every day on his progress. And, of course, I went to see him myself today again. So that was really positive. So that's what I wanted to say first. Now, I have another prayer request, Sue, that I'd like to do after you read what it is you're going to read tonight.
Okie doke. So these are from Jeannie.
Okay.
Bring your Bible to school day, Thursday, 10/3/24. Take up your Bible as we read and share God's word, expressing our religious freedom. National Techies Day, Thursday, 10/3/24. Let's crunch on some technological history and facts as we show you a high-tech future. World Smile Day, Friday, 10/4/24. Let's see those pearly whites. It's World Smile Day. National Golf Lovers Day, Friday, 10/4/24. Hit the links and play around. October 4th, celebrate National Golf Lovers Day by recognizing one of the world's most popular sports. National Be Nice Day, Saturday, 10/5/24. Commit to walking in the light of positivity all day long. National Coaches Day, Sunday, 10/6/24. Let's not forget about the role coaches play in shaping a young person's life. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for, if there are any obstacles that we must face, we pray that you give us the wisdom to overcome them. We pray that you keep our minds focused, our hearts steady, and our spirit filled with positivity, joy, love, and happiness. All the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, especially their health. Bruce's friend Tom for his health improvement and God's healing. Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgery and finding his satchel with all his Zim notes. Bruce's eyesight, med beds, debt forgiveness, Jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone, have a blessed weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeannie. Yes, continuous reminders of what it is we're looking to receive. Thank you, Jeannie. And I'm sure Bob and I both, and you too, Sue, because you're a future golfer waiting to happen.
Exactly.
National Golf Day tomorrow. That's pretty cool. Smiles Day, Coaches Day on Sunday. That's really good. Here's what I'd like. Any other things to read to besides that?
That's it.
Okay. All right. And we do continue to lift up Pastor Scott, that the satchel with them would be recovered, and that would move him forward, and that his healing is continuous and ongoing, and he's getting good results in that area too. Leaving for all of that. And my other prayer request is, might as well get it out now in this time. Guys, there's quite a bit that's been out there on Telegram. Probably some of you have seen it, maybe not all. But I became aware of what appears to be going on in Western North Carolina with the flooding and with Chimney Rock, that town, which I know roughly where that is. I don't know if I've been there exactly, but I know roughly where that is. And some of the other towns in the area, we know we've got Samaritan's Purse, which I thought was closer to Asheville, like maybe Hendersonville or something. But I'm not sure where that is based, other than I heard it was based in Boone. Well, I've been to Boone a ton of times. And you know, Boone was under 20 inches of rain. I just think there's something going on around Blowing Rock that is not good. If it's true, it's really bad. And this is, I want our people that live out in that area, if we've got any listeners in Bat Cave, or which is west of Chimney Rock, or somewhere in those towns that are within 30 or 40 miles of Chimney Rock, Asheville, those areas, Fairview, and some of those towns. I want you guys to just tune in and find out what the heck is going on. Are they really bulldozing Chimney Rock? Are they really doing that, not caring about bodies that might not have been found? Stuff like this that's just hard to imagine. It's sort of another Lahaina. It's been compared to another Lahaina Maui situation, which we're still in touch with, and we're having a call Sunday, not on the big call, but a private call to find out more about what's going on there. But I want to say that we need to pray for the people and for the recovery efforts that are going on in that particular part of our country. I used to live up in at Sugar Mountain, and I taught skiing at Appalachian Ski Mountain, which is also in the area. I used to live on Sugar and then lived from kind of near Grandfather Mountain and a few other places in that area for a while. And I taught tennis in Asheville and also at Sugar. And, you know, this is an area that I spent some of my life in, and I know the area a little bit. Not as well as I did back then, but I'm just curious as to what really is happening there. And we don't have a portal for you to go to fill us in with information, but I want anybody that is located close to those areas that have been hardest hit to see if they can see what the truth is about whether or not the truckers in the area, their trucks, have their tires really been slashed? Has there been an effort to not deliver supplies to areas that need them? Is Chimney Rock totally gone as a town? Is it done for? I don't know. I mean, I'm asking these questions because I don't know. We're trying to get the answers. We're trying to find out what the heck is really going on and how can we be a part of rebuilding Western North Carolina as part of Rebuild America. Also parts of South Carolina, parts of coastal Georgia, southwestern Virginia, near Bristol in those areas, parts of Tennessee, eastern Tennessee, Dollywood, Sevier County, et cetera, et cetera. These areas have really been hit hard. And I want us to pray, and I'm going to pray for us now, but I want us to be aware of what's going on and say, you know, can we, with our pre-RV money or our RV money, make a difference in those areas and bring them back to life? And is there hope for anything in Chimney Rock? Is there hope for life in these other towns? And what can we do to help the rebuild efforts? I guess I'm frustrated, guys, and you can hear it in my voice, because I don't really know what the truth is in that in that part of North Carolina and upstate South Carolina, too. I'm thinking, well, you know the area better than I do. Those of you guys that live up there, just see what you can do to find out and make a concerted effort. I don't know, unless Bob has a suggestion of a way for them to communicate with us that are living, the people that are living in that area, Bob, how can they communicate with us and just bring us information that's reliable and true? Okay, that's what I'm looking for. You know, it's one thing to see something on Telegram and wonder, is it true? Is this really what's happening? And there's more to the story, of course, you guys. But, you know, I don't want to pass judgment on it. I just want to find it, kind of get the truth and see where the world we are on it and get to the bottom of it. So let's pray about it right now, everybody. Lord God, we're deeply disturbed by what's happened in the last 6 or so days with Hurricane Helene in these parts of our country, the Carolinas, southwestern Virginia, eastern Tennessee, and coastal Georgia. And, of course, don't forget where the hurricane came up through Bob's neck of the woods down in Florida, in the Gulf, and then on the Panhandle, and then across. And we know it came in as a heavy Category 4 hurricane. But we know it reduced in wind speed, but there were still some high winds in some of these areas. And some of it doesn't make any sense. How could the hurricane split in two and go east and go west? You know, I have a theory on it, but I just need proof on what exactly happened. Lord God, we're coming to you for answers because we don't have the answers. I don't, at least. And I'm just praying for the people in these hurricane-affected areas that they would get the supplies they need, that babies and that need formula, that need diapers, that people that need paper towels and toilet paper and everything, and people that need food and water in these areas that might have been dry from clean potable water for the last 6 days, are going to be able to receive that and get that. And I pray that that is the case and that you will supply like you did in the desert at Meribel and Meribah, that all we need to do is continue to lift these needs up to you, and you will create an opportunity for the people to be supplied their every need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for everything you're doing to get troops mustered to the area, to get U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in place for cleanup and rebuilding of bridges and highways, all of that be moving forward. We thank you for it, and thank you for coming to their rescue with people that can render aid, truckers, people with pickup trucks with four-wheel drive that can get through some of these areas, people that can render assistance where it's needed in all of these areas. I pray for them in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I guess that's what I wanted to say in prayer. Sue, is there anything else that we have as far as prayer requests tonight, Sue?
No, Bruce, okay. But I'm gonna take what you've just put out and see if I can bring up the value and the clarity of what you're asking for.
if I may. What you're doing, which is really wonderful, is you're harnessing the fact that we're all interconnected, and you're calling on some leaders to show up and realize that this is a time to organize and say, okay, how can we create a site? How can we gather information and research and say, okay, I'm going to do something about this. I'm inspired to do something about it. I'm going to do something about it. And what you're doing is you're saying, okay, don't be passive. Decide that you have another friend, that you could create a website or something, and that you could put out a call and connect. A lot of people here are on Telegram and everything, and they could just get people sending in their information and gathering boots on the ground, like citizen scientists is what it's really called.
Right,
What's going on? And by doing that, what you've done is you've taken the powerlessness out of just observing it or hearing it like it's out there, and you're actually doing something about it. And so we're just encouraging you, like we did with Pastor Scott, if we're together in this, there's nothing that is more powerful than Christ's truth, Christ's action, and the wisdom to take action if it's in your heart. And so that's what your call is about. That's what your prayer is about. So I hope that galvanized it even more.
I think so, Sue. I think so. It absolutely did. And I think that, you know, I'm sure many of you don't live in North Carolina, but we have a large group that is in North Carolina and a ton of people in Texas and in Florida. And I'm sure we have some in South Carolina up around Aiken or Pickens and some of these towns that are to the western side of the upcountry of South Carolina. So, you know, when I hear of something, because I can't read yet, I know how to read, but I can't read, so I'm going by what I hear. And if something's read to me, you know, I can only weigh it in conjunction with what I know to be true. So it would help if anybody that could report on this, on personal boots on the ground, as Sue said, findings, that it not be overblown, but accurate as a good reporter would do, because we can't trust mainstream media, as you guys know, to give us the truth, but I could trust Big Call listeners to give us a much more accurate picture of what really is going on. And that's right, Sue. That's what we're looking to do. You know, maybe this blessing is literally on its way and right there, and we can do a lot more for Rebuild America, starting in these hurricane-affected areas. That was what my point was on Tuesday night. And we've heard more and learned more about what's happened since Tuesday. So let's just see if we can do that. And if there's a way, Bob, that we can do something or put an email site together before the end of the call, maybe there's another Gmail site that we can set up so that people can send their actual reports in to our email, and we'll have it, and we can go through it. I'm not going to saddle Sue with any of this. She's got way too much going on her own. And Bob does too. I wish I could receive them, but I can't read them. So it doesn't do us a whole lot of good for anything to be sent to me. So anyway, if there's a way that you can think of, Bob, that this will work, I'm open to it. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for the help that you have rendered. Continued prayer for the people that are in affected areas. Thank you for lifting up Tom and for lifting up Scott, Pastor Scott, you know, for everything we've talked about and prayed for. Sue, thank you. This is where now we'll switch over and go to you for your segment tonight and see what it is you have to bring to us tonight, Sue, if you will.
Well, this is going to be, I think, a very timely segment.
Okay.
Because here's what I'd like everybody to do. And remember this for your meetings. Take a 10-second pause and just let your brain rest for a minute. And just clear your mind of anything that's overwhelming. And just let God's power and God's grace and God's ability to create a wow, are we powerful? Are we empowered together? And imagine that the rest of this evening and all the way into the future, imagine that you're going to be walking with God in great glory and power. Imagine that nothing outside of you would get you down or get you confused or get you overwhelmed or get you so you didn't know what to do. All you had to do was be quiet, go inside, unify with your inner Christ light and power, and you would know exactly how to walk through your life, how to walk through whatever is around you. Imagine if you could just turn that new energy and power on with the switch of your heart. Because that's how powerful you actually are. And it's a matter of paying attention to where your attention is going. Because if you're looking out at doubt and you're looking out at reports and you're looking at people saying, oh, it's these people doing it and it's that people doing it and it's this doing that, what are you absorbing? You're absorbing chaos. You're not in God's light. You're in the confusion. So it's really kind of like deciding to choose to be in your Christ light and power. And I'm going to read you a testimonial because for 33 and a half years now, I've been helping, it's my passion to help people move out of crisis, stress, dis-ease, whatever they're facing, without burning out from it. And the burning out from it part comes from kind of connecting and getting lost in it. And that's something that I'm really learning. A lot of people just yearn to be free. So I'm going to show you how to do that. Here's a testimonial. And you can be very effective without getting caught up in what other people are saying, in their emotions, in what everything around you is. It's not your energy in Christ. It's not your energy. You have to keep your energy pure, potent, focused, and masterful. So this came in about the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Sue, I just wanted to take a moment to write you and thank you from my whole heart for creating the Golden Wisdom Bundle. I'm through designing your best future, which is the first of five. And the information, the meditations, and the quality that you put into these courses and how I feel after listening to them is just spectacular. Thank you for obviously pouring your heart into this work to better prepare us to make wise stewards
of the upcoming redemption. An infinite gratitude, Jay. So here's the thing. Here's what you've been dealing with your whole life, but nobody's really taught you the really how to make it a permanent, or at least how to start structuring so you can move through your life the way Christ was trying to teach you, is that you've got to practice, number one, you've got to practice regulating and noticing where your attention is. Is it on the limitation outside of you, on the devastation, on what other people are saying? And what is the effect on you when that is happening? You're about to go through, as a person who's very sensitive, I'm a very sensitive person. I think everybody on this call is. And if you step into a room of people that are really busy or dealing with too much or overwhelmed by the facts they're hearing or whatever, how do you feel versus when you're with a person that can be in that room and can be this choosing to be in Christ and stay clear-minded, stay in the what can we actually do about it, and how can we be in the energy of the solution, not the problem?
Mm-hmm.
And so we designed the Golden Wisdom Bundle to help you walk through being in that energy, the solution of your Christ energy. And we have meditations called Neuroplasticity in Christ Meditations that most people, unless you're practicing this every single day and filling yourself with light and clearing out the energy that doesn't belong to you, you're just basically running around like a little, you know, like, you know, that Peanuts character. Was it Lioness? What's his name? Who was that guy that he Pigpen or whatever? He looked like he always had like dirt in his energy field.
That was Pigpen, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's basically, that's what most people are doing. They're just walking around with everybody else's energy in their head and their body and their this and their that. And their vibration, their who they're being is just kind of just, it's not very strong. It's not what it could be. And so we designed this so you can walk through and not pick up, and you can release the energy that doesn't belong to you, and you can stay clear and you can stay calm. And the most important thing, you can adapt to a totally new situation. Bruce and Bob, I got to talk to a few people this week, and it was really interesting. The number one thing that they were ordering the Golden Wisdom Bundle is they said, well, I'm really excited, but I'm also really afraid. It was really, and they were both men. And I said, wow, this is powerful to be on this. I said, what are you afraid of? I said, thank you for feeling safe enough with me, especially as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And they both had wives that were in it with them, which was really interesting. They were being vulnerable. But it was really, really, it was, so of course, you know, I leaned in because I want to use, I said, do you mind if I just ask a few more questions? And I can see those of you, and you know who you are, that are listening to me right now. And they're laughing because I'm so curious. But I leaned in because I want to know. And they said, I'm afraid of being burned out.
Ooh, burnout.
And that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing that is in the Golden Wisdom. If I were to give you what is so precious about it, is it's going to help you walk through, clarify, identify your boundaries,
give yourself and hold space for the first time in your life, most likely, to have the authority to go at your own pace, to know what you have to navigate, and to think through on your terms, strategically, what those steps are, from hiring people, to dealing with your family, to dealing with your spouse, to dealing with how are you going to manage what this means to you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. How are you going to walk through and see yourself understanding and mastering that? Well, you've got to go there first, which is why the military train. They train people to handle new situations like this. Anybody that's kind of into mastering anything, you've got to be training, which is why we do these courses. And I will be making an announcement, if this gets delayed, for a course starting on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. I'm just letting the pod, if anybody's listening to me, it's kind of like a little glimmer, because you really have to be training for this. If you're retired and you're just sitting there and thinking, oh, I'm going to do a project, you don't have the golden wisdom bundle. If you're a person that's really busy and you don't have time to think about, who am I going to be? What am I? How do I want to manage my time? Who are the people that I'm going to be tipping through, and what qualities do I want to have about those people around me? This is going to be up to your ability to create, which is the whole point. You're being given this money to demonstrate that you know how to create your life, your time, your system, and for God. And with God, it's going to show you what you've learned. It's going to show you, are you good at managing your time? Are you good at managing your people? Are you good at knowing, number one, what you value? And the number one thing you're going to get about what to value in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, clarity. You've got to be clear. That's got to be your number one focus, is clarity in Christ. And if you're not clear, and if you don't know what you want to create, it's going to be hard for you. And if you're not clear, and you're not going out and thinking as you listen to the Golden Wisdom Bundle, okay, let me think about that. Oh, okay, let me think about that. And making decisions, that's where you're going to get into decision fatigue. It's going to feel like work. It could be a lot.
It could take you into overwhelm.
It can take you into burnout, because you're going to have to be making so many new decisions. So many things are going to be falling away and coming into being. And if you're not clear about it, number one, and then being flexible, two, but you've got to have that really deep internal clarity, and then you can adapt a little. So here's what I'm going to recommend to everybody. If you want to move, and imagine you could move with like this really deep peace, clarity, and dynamic calm, that means you're not hyped. That means you're not bored. That means you're like clear. It's your nervous system feels really good. It feels relaxed. You feel clear. You trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, J&K. And you trust yourself. And you didn't even hear that text come in, Bruce. And you trust
not
yourself.
This time.
And the only way you can, here's the thing that most people don't know. that's on. I don't think you can get this anywhere else, and I'm sorry to be making this big claim, but if your nervous system isn't stable in Christ, you're going to be, if you don't know how to do that, if you're not really relaxed and strong in your nervous system, you're going to be spinning out some stuff. And what we do is we show you how, what does that feel like when I'm really relaxed but engaged? Who am I when I'm that person? Who am I when I'm that person that can think really clearly and space things out so I'm not going too hard, going too fast, not in control? It's not about control. It's about flow. Mm. So here's all you have to do. If you want to feel that you can learn gently, strongly, and powerfully, and empower yourself to have the best and clearest path forward, just send us an email. Integrated Minds, integrated minds at hushmail.com, and just put Golden Bundle 300, then your name and your telephone number, and that you're willing to get Cash App. That's it. Super easy. And I'm getting lots of texts all of a sudden. Yes, Randall.
Randall, please. Randall, no jokes.
I know. It's so good. And he's smiling right now. So all I care about is that we have people that are clear and we're ready. That's the whole reason for putting out the Golden Bundle. And it's worth $550. It's 35 years of the latest research. It's Christ-based. It's going to get you focused. It's going to get you calm. It is an act of deep love. Deep love. It is not an act of anything less than deep love for your well-being.
You
so if you care about yourself, and if you care about what you're going to do in the future, and if you want to walk with clarity on this earth as this new being responsible for wise stewardship, and you want it deep inside you so your mind is quiet, your body is fit, and you have love all around you, please consider the Golden Wisdom Bundle as a very, very powerful ally. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Well done. Well said.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Yeah, really. I think that's a wonderful explanation of what's included in it, how they're going to feel after they listen to it at their own leisure, and how they can be edified by it, and how it will help them not to become overwhelmed or burned out, but flow in beautiful flow state all the way through with this. So thank you, Sue. Excellent. Very much so. Thank you. All right. That was a wonderful presentation on that, too. Highly recommended for everybody to take advantage of that.
Just remember, Bruce, remember at the end, and avoiding burnout. Right? That's my last departure.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you, Sue. Excellent. Okay, now, we've got somebody else with testimonials. Besides that great one that Sue read about the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and that would be our beloved Bob. And Bob, I know you have testimonials, sometimes several in a day, and I'm thrilled when I hear them. But let's see. We know we still have the modified, what do you call it, Bob? The modified bundle for those four products that are included for our immune system, sort of a modified immune defense bundle. Available still, a really good buy. And anything else that you want to bring us tonight?
Yeah, yep, we do. We still have that same bundle for sale right now, and it's a really good time for it. This is, you know, going into a season where people need to take really good care of themselves. And so we put all four of our products that we have that help with the immune system on sale, which is our vitamin C, our magnesium, our olive leaf, and lignans. And they're all 25% off. And if you get them all together in the bundle of four, you get 30% off. Okay. So that is what is still going on. I do have a testimonial. I got a bunch of testimonials, Bruce. Most of them were like little short 2-3 word type sentences.
Okay.
But this one came in 2 hours ago by a woman who is talking about the gladiator barley and taking it with Myotrol. So she said, I enjoy the product greatly, taking gladiator barley with a combination of Myotrol in the morning. I have all the energy needed to accomplish my daily obligations. I'm 74, staying healthy and strong. Thank you, Boomers, for your products. And
that's great.
This is one more. I mean, this happens almost every day now, sometimes 2 or 3 a day, people giving us these types of testimonials about how they're staying strong. And this is just so important. There's so many people that you meet that are in their 70s and 80s that are very, very frail. And all kinds of bad stuff happens. They're in wheelchairs, they have poor circulation, they end up with an amputation, they can't get up and down the stairs, so they have to get these lifts that take them up the stairs. They don't work half the time. They can't drive anymore. It's just, and it's way too young. They should be able to stay healthy, you know, into their 90s. But there's just millions and millions of people that are frail at too young of an age. And we're just so happy now that we're starting to see, now by the thousands now, Bruce, that people using Myotrol and giving us testimonials like the one that we just got. So right away, you know, if somebody hears this, Bruce, the first thing they think of is, well, it's too good to be true, but tell me how it works. Right? Why is it all of a sudden now we have something like this, right? Well, it's not all of a sudden. It was 6 years in the making by a brilliant scientist who was using the help of numerous other colleagues that were doing research in genetics, et cetera. And he followed along and had a dream of creating this product and held the focus. And sure enough, 6 years later, he actually hit a home run with it, and we're all now benefiting from it. And how it works is it's a highly concentrated, purified product that has different plant compounds in it that stimulate your genes to act as if they were much younger. And that's the simplistic explanation. And it's actually doing it. And so people are literally, now their bodies are acting as if they're much, much younger.
And Bob, it's really important for people to realize this is a unique product that you are the only one that has this product that can distribute the product through Boomers, the Myotrol. And this is exclusive. This is exclusive to Boomers. Right, Bob? And that this product, you've tried it. You've been using it for, what, 3 or 4 months? Your strength has increased. Your muscle mass has increased. Your weightlifting capability is greater. There are a lot of testimonials of people with more strength, more energy, better immune system, fighting capability, anything else. I mean, this is a remarkable, fairly new product. We've had it for what, 3 or 4 months now, Bob? Maybe a little longer?
Yep, about 4 months, yep.
About 4 months. And we have it in stock. It's in supply. The last order, you know, covered a lot of people that were on reserve for it. And so we have it available to sell. And the best way to get a 10% off on it is to put it under an automatic, what are we calling it, Bob?
Subscription.
Subscription service where you get it every month.
Yep.
And you can alter that if you need to. You can affect it 3 days prior to your ship date. You can change if you want to make any changes, maybe a deletion of a piece of a product, maybe an addition of a product. All of that comes to you by email, and you can call and make any changes or make them. I guess you can make them online, right, too, Bob?
Yeah, you can. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, so.
So that's it for tonight, Bruce. I found a really cool study to talk about, but it will kind of take a long time, and it's already 10 after 10, so I'll save it if we have another call on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Let's see what happens. Absolutely. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. I think sometimes the testimonials and some of the research is fascinating and very important to us, and I appreciate it. Now, to go on Bob's website, first go to bigcalluniverse.com, bigcalluniverse.com, and when you get on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. You click on it, it's a direct link into Bob's website, the Boomers website. So you'll be able to go into it, and you'll be able to see all the various products under the product tab, products on sale, drop-down menu, and you can click on that and see what is for sale and how much and so on. We described one of the sale that's on for tonight. Everybody should be on Viatrol, though. In fact, you reminded me, I need to order more. So I will give a call tomorrow and try to put an order in that I need as well. So I hope Stephanie's going to be in, and I'll try to get in, talk to her tomorrow.
Yep. She'll be around.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it so much. And the phone number to call to get in if you have any special questions or you want to get additional information about the circulation mat, you can call in. And the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. Well, thank you, Bob. I guess we're about 12 or 13 after the hour now.
Yep, and, that's right.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and talk about where in the world we are with this thing. I can tell you that the information that came in yesterday and last night was pointing toward today for our notifications. For not only us, but bondholders, both within a 24-hour period. Hence, a true shotgun start for bondholders in Tier 3 and those of us in Tier 4. Tier 4A for the Admirals groups, plural, and Tier 4B for us on the Internet group. Well, so far today, we have not received any notifications. It's a little bit surprising because the intel that came in yesterday was very definitive about us getting ready to go. And everything being ready, everything done, and now we're just waiting for the result of that. And this could turn into a weekend event. It could be that we get it tomorrow and we start exchanges tomorrow or over the weekend. So I'm not giving up on the fact that everything was just absolutely lit up to come in today, but for some reason we did not get it today. I'm not quite sure. I'm really not sure at all. So we're going to try to stay on it. And you know what happens on a Tuesday or Thursday night after the big call is over. I tend to get more information later, an hour, 2 hours after the big call ends, something will come in and I'll say, where was that at 7 or 8 o'clock? Where was that so I could have brought it onto the call, right? And that's been the case. But regardless of that, the prospects of this going tomorrow, Saturday, through the weekend, is they're very strong, very strong. So I would say we continue to lift up the idea of everything coming in. We understand that as far as R&R goes, for those of us who are exchanging and redeeming Zim, for example, that the R&R accounts are already deposited into our Quantum Financial account, and that we will have a Quantum card that we will access that account with, and then we'll be able to deposit those funds from our Quantum account directly into our Wells Fargo primary or master account. And then we'll go from that point on with moving funds in. And also, here's a point that was brought up to me yesterday that maybe I wasn't clear on. The Quantum Access card, that card that I've described is 3 times the thickness of a normal credit card. It has 3 chips in it, computer chips, and it is designed to only move funds from our Quantum account into 1 or 2 or 3 bank accounts. And that's it. You don't buy anything with it. You don't charge anything with it. It's only there to move funds. Now, when you get into your redemption center appointment and they get to the point where they're going through, they've set up your Wells Fargo account, your Quantum account, you're putting in your information to get access to it, your biometric finger or thumbprint, your username and password to get into the account, your 5-digit PIN code tied to you, and then a new, brand new email, different email, brand new email, and it's a password to get into that. Those things all need to be set up to get into the Quantum account. Now, what else will you get when you set up your account, your master account, or I call it primary account? You'll receive a debit credit card for the Wells Fargo Bank, a debit credit card that's tied to your brand new account that you've just moved funds into. That's how you gain access to that those funds. Now, you'll also have, obviously, if you're a check writing person, you can get checks, but primarily you'll wire funds from that account, you can Zelle funds from that account, and you can move funds that are using your credit debit card. Now, in my case, I think what I'm going to do is set up anything that I have that I'm using the card for. I'll make sure that whenever that card is due, that I allow that card to be directly debited from my primary account to pay for everything that's due that I charged or that I charged for the month. I'll probably do it a day or two before the due date. Make it automatic every month. Make sure that it's set up to go automatically so that's paid every month and I don't have to be in the country to do it. I don't have to physically do it at all. It's automatic, an automatic debit from my bank account to pay it off. Okay, I want to do that every month. So there won't be anything late coming, no late charges or late fees or any of that noise. It's just all going to be automatic from the master account. Okay? So just keep that in mind if that's something you might want to do. So you're going to have the two cards right away. The Quantum account, you must keep it in a very safe place. I would not put it in the safe deposit box, although seems like a good option. But let's keep it, if you have the ability to keep it safe with you, not on your person, too dangerous, not with you, but in a safe place, at home or wherever you feel is your safest possible place to keep the quantum account card. Call it that, quantum account or quantum access card. Your credit debit card, they'll print these out, stamp these when you're in the redemption center. They'll make those cards for you while you're there. You should not have to wait for those to come out. Those should be stamped and printed immediately for you. And in some cases, I think what I'm going to try to do is make, well, the name of my trust, for example, make the primary account the trust bank account, if you will. And I think we can do that and just make sure that, you know, you're the signatory on it so that your signature can go when you make a charge on that card. Okay? So we'll see what they let us do, but that should be doable. And let's see, is there anything else I have to bring up tonight? I don't think there's a whole lot else. You guys have heard it in past calls, but I did have a question about that credit debit card yesterday, and I'm glad we were able to answer that. Speaking of what's been happening in the Carolinas and what's been happening in Maui, gosh, that was a year ago. I cannot believe what happened in Maui was a year ago, but it was approximately a year ago. And so what I'm thinking is we are staying on top of it. We're doing a call, not a big call, but another private call with Trish and with James, who is running point on Maui. He's got additional contacts that we're going to keep in touch with over there and try to just find out exactly what the heck is going on still, even in Maui. And we're going to stay on top of what's happening in these hurricane-affected zones in the Carolinas, in Virginia, in Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida. I think that covers the area that was the most hit. I believe so. We're going to continue to pray for people to be recovered, to be found and recovered and hopefully alive. And then we'll just take it one day at a time with that, okay? I am hoping that the information I got yesterday that was pointing to today for notifications is just a day behind. And that all that information is still good, but it's not today, but maybe tomorrow. So I think that's quite possible. Like I said, I can't verify that. But I'm glad everybody is here listening tonight, and we look forward to everything going through by the weekend. So let's go ahead and pray the call out, keeping in mind that we're still lifting up Tom and Pastor Scott for full recovery from strokes. And thank you that are praying for both of these out there. And thank you also for just everything else that we're praying for. I cannot speak to the additional Social Security. Obviously, it did not happen in the month of September, and we're trying to get in touch with our Social Security contact to find out if there's anything new about that. I don't have it tonight, but we should be able to find out something if we have a call on Tuesday. We'll see. The way things are going, anything's possible, and you guys know that. I'm hoping this is our last call, but we'll see if it is or not. Okay? So let's pray out the call now. Lord God, we just thank you. Oh, yes, Asu, thank you. I want to mention, too, before we go to prayer, that the Golden Bundle 300 is still available until the numbers come out. And if you haven't ordered it yet, this is what you need to do. You don't want to be in a situation where you get overwhelmed or you get burnt out. And this is a great way to keep your energy in perfect flow. As you listen to these calls these classes that Sue has taught and led, and they're really a terrific value. At $300, the Golden Bundle 300 is something you can order now. Send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And that is a $550 value for $300, and it's something that you'll definitely want to listen to and listen to at your own pace. It's something that will keep you clear for your own clarity moving forward, and also to just allow you to flow in the information that you need to listen to and get the feeling of what it is that's being said as you move forward in it. So please do that. integratedminds@hushmail.com. You've got to set up a Cash App account. Set up Cash App to be paid by Cash App. And then it's 300, Golden Bundle 300, in the subject line of the email. Make sure your phone number and your name is in the copy of the email and that you will get or have Cash App. Okay? So do that. Send that out tonight. And that way you can get early access to those classes. All right? Wonderful. And then let's do this. I think that's everything we wanted to say. Thank you, Sue. And I want to thank Sue and Bob and GCK and Pastor Scott and Jeannie and the satellite team and, of course, Big Call Universe for sending our signal out, our call out all over the globe. We've done really well. We've had huge numbers of listeners that have been direct emailed a link to receive the big call approximately 3 seconds after I'm saying it. They get it in their own language. Some of them get it in English, but a lot of them get it in 100 or more different languages around the globe. All right, so thank you so much again. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just come to you tonight thanking you for everything that you've done in our lives to provide for us, to heal us, to give us ideas, blessed ideas, and project ideas that we can take and use to level the playing field across the globe. Thank you for what we're doing to help humanity and for everything that we have in our sights moving forward. Thank you for bringing this blessing home in the next few days. And thank you for our ability to move forward and be good stewards of what it is you've given us. We thank you for the healing of Tom and Pastor Scott, and also allowing the people that have not yet been found through the hurricane devastation and damage throughout the South primarily to be found and that they are found alive. So help us to provide aid to those people and make those hurricane-devastated areas an integral part of Rebuild America. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen and amen. All right, everybody, let's see if I can turn off the call. All right, turning off the recording now. Here we go.